Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we went from Leviticus 10 verse 1 to Leviticus 10 verse 20. We just spent how many chapters on how to do the thing that they do? And the very first sacrifice goes horribly, spectacularly wrong when Aaron's sons die in a burning ring of fire. Of course, anointing them head to toe with oil and waving hot incense burners near a river of lava isn't the reason for it. No, God must have been unhappy with strange fire.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Well, we're picking up today in Leviticus 11 after someone just got burnt by a volcano. We're going to now get into the weird rules because reasons.
Mm-hmm. Really important.
These are really important rules. So pay attention, children.
All right. Leviticus 11, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them.
Another broken sentence. 11:2. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among the beasts that are on the earth. So now Moses is going through his dietary plan. It's like, okay, these are the foods I like and I don't like, and neither should you.
We have a Bible contradiction.
It is a Bible contradiction. You're right, it is. Because
oh, it's an old one,
it's
though.
A very old one, yes. It is number 13, as a matter of fact. It says, don't eat animals. Be a vegetarian, be a vegan, or at least a vegetarian. That's Genesis 1:29, later on Proverbs 23:20, Daniel 1:8, Romans 14:12. And then it says only certain kind of animals may be eaten. That's later on Deuteronomy. Oh, wait till we get to Deuteronomy. Holy crap. Later on here in Leviticus 2 and 4, which we have not read yet, but we're going to very soon. Eat anything that moves. Holy shit. I don't know if I should be moving or not moving at this point. That's back in Genesis 9:3, Acts, and later on Acts 10:9 and 13, 1 Timothy 4:1-3. Then there's other ones where passage that says, eat whatever you want to. Nothing is unclean, so there's no need to wash it. Okay. And that's that's in Mark 7:18-20, Luke 10:8, 1 Corinthians 10:25, and Romans 14:2. So yeah, so the Bible is a little unclear what's clean and what's unclean, and what animals you can and can't eat. I'm really thinking this is Moses' dietary requests. It's like, I like this the food. I don't want that the food. I don't like asparagus. You cannot. So I decree asparagus no one gets to eat.
God says this is bad.
Yeah, God says, even though it's him. It's not God. It's him.
He made it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, 11 verse 3. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat.
Oh, fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. I'll explain why as soon as we get further in here. 11:4. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them. Oh, Christ, what poorly worded thing here. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud. Or of them that divide the hoof as the camel, which doesn't exist in this land because that's not a thing yet. Because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. So don't eat the things I don't like because it has a foot that looks weird to me. So that, don't eat that.
Don't eat that.
Don't eat that.
11:5. And the coney, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean to you.
That's ridiculous. Because Bible, all right, cud, a coney, I'm sorry, a coney It's a small rabbit or some kind of weird fish or something. That's at least what I was able to find anyway. It's a small grouper fish found on the coast of the tropical western Atlantic.
The Hebrew definition is rabbit.
It's a small
rabbit.
It's probably a small rabbit because and rabbits don't chew cud. That's just how they chew. They ball their food up into their mouth and then they chew it later. That's how they eat. It's not a cud. Rabbits don't chew a cud.
Yeah, they don't have multiple stomachs like a cow.
Right.
Right.
11.6. And the hare, that's the larger rabbit, I guess, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean to you. Rabbits are actually probably one of the cleaner animals you can eat, actually.
Yes, they are, and very plentiful.
Yes, and they're plentiful. But he apparently had his prepared wrong one day. He's like, oh my God, what is this? Oh, this is nasty. What was that? That was coney or hare? Don't blame the guy that cooked it, or maybe he didn't know. Maybe he cooked it himself. I seriously doubt that. But it was prepared wrong, and so it tastes nasty. Or maybe he got a really old one. I really don't know what happened there. But it's like, well, this is a bad thing to eat. What, Moses? Go eat a puffer fish, please. Just go find a puffer fish and eat it.
I really want a puffer fish. Yes. Oh, we wish that you'd had puffer fish.
I wish you had puffer fish. Then we wouldn't be reading this stupid thing.
Thank you. Thank you, Moses. All right. 11.7. Oh, and the swine, though he divideth the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you.
Wait a minute. No, he just moved the goalpost.
He did.
Well, it doesn't have those things that these things I say that have that thing that I don't like you to, I don't want you to eat because it has those things. But even though the swine doesn't have those things and it doesn't do the thing I say I don't want it to do, well, that's unclean too anyway.
This is like one of those crazy diets that says, well, you can have this and this food and this food, but only on the third Friday of every month and.
Right. Back then, pigs had diseases that you could get if you didn't prepare the meat properly. You could get worms in your blood and shit. And
yes.
I saw this video. I don't know if it's faked or not, but I still see it in my head, and it kind of creeps me out just thinking about it. This guy's it looks like he's at the doctor's, and he's got like these little worms out of his body, like everywhere, because he's been eating unseasoned pork, or not unseasoned, but undercooked pork. So I don't know. I don't know if it was a real thing or not. I don't know if I can ever find it again, and I really don't know if I ever want to, because the image is burned in my brain. But
I'm gonna get sick.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry too. I apologize, but I'm feeling really queasy right now. Why don't you read 8:11?
I'll read 8. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's a mental image. If you throw up,
yeah,
don't
send
me your.
I have a vivid imagination.
Yeah, so don't I don't. You don't have to have a vivid imagination for this. It was. I
go
saw
to
it
my
as like
happy place.
Go to your happy place, everybody. Go to your happy place.
Okay.
11.8 of the flash. Don't eat the flash either. I know it's a quick meal. Don't eat the flash. Of their flesh ye shall not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. Well, that's probably actually not bad advice. Don't touch, you know, the carcasses of dead pigs, because that's just some nasty shit going on there.
Yeah. 11.9. These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever hath fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, them shall ye eat.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks for telling us that we can eat shit that's out of the water, you know. Only if it has scales. If it doesn't have scales, then, well.
Scales and fins.
It's got to have scales and fins. I guess no shark.
But
well,
there's
I don't think they have scales. Do they? Does sharks have scales?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Their skin is basically rows and rows of teeth.
Okay, there's skin, rows and rows of teeth.
Yeah, and if you want to eat shark, you really have to prepare it, I think, much like you would soak catfish.
Oh, okay. I tried shark many years ago. I think they over-seasoned it because it was like spicy, warmed over tuna. It was really nasty. So I'm never trying shark ever again unless someone can prove to me that they can cook it where it doesn't taste like warmed over tuna. Anyway, let's see here. 11:10. And all that have, what? 11:10. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that moves in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. Fuck, Red Lobster is fucked.
Well, then again, see, oysters, clams, lobsters, crabs, they're all bottom feeders.
Right.
So they're part of the filtration system.
Yeah.
And they were for a long time very dangerous to eat because, they had to be prepared. They have to be prepared correctly. Mm-hmm. And you have to be careful about tides.
Yep.
Especially
red tides.
Yes. Yes. So
if they're in a red tide, you don't want to eat that shit.
No, no. Yeah, we have here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, we have those warnings.
Yeah.
So, you know, people go clamming, or there's certain times when you don't go clamming.
Yeah, just say, he could have just said, don't clam or don't get these animals at this time of the year. Any other time, it's fine. But no, right. He's like, oh, it's bad now. It's bad always. So he's made a logical fallacy of zero to infinity.
Right. Right. Well, they don't have knowledge. They have some knowledge. They understand something. They know that this is a bad thing. The last person who ate this stuff.
Right. The last person who ate this stuff probably died or he got sick or something. So they're going with this.
We're just going to say you can't have it at all.
Right. So, yeah. Right. Because we don't know how to do a thing, we're saying we don't want you to have it at all until we figure this shit out. Or we throw it in the volcano, whichever happens first. 11:12. I just read 12.
You just read 10. You just read 10. So 11:11.
Okay.
Okay. They shall be even an abomination unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcass in abomination. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just repeats basically. It just says what you said.
Yeah, it's just another repeat.
Mm-hmm.
11:12. Whoever, not 12, right? Okay. Whoever has no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination to you. Do we really need to hit this point home?
Evidently, it's worth repeating.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. 11:13, and these are they which ye shall have in abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey.
Well, I'm hoping that didn't,
birds of prey.
The birds of prey. Well, I don't think you should be eating eagle anyway, but a little history, they wanted, most people know this. Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird, not the eagle. So there's this great skit from many years ago. It's on the I wish I could remember it, but it's called The First Thanksgiving, and they, instead of having stuffed the turkey or stuffed and stuffed tur- stuffing the eagle, they stuffed a turkey instead. So they're like, everybody came to the party looking expecting roast eagle. What am I supposed to give them? Well, we got this turkey here, so we'll just stuff that and try. Well, everybody's going to be pretty disappointed. You know, this is the first big Thanksgiving. You fucked it up. Well, I didn't quite say that, but it's this is like 1950s, 1960s comedy. We'll just have to give them roast turkey. Jesus Christ, what are they going to think of us? And so... And thus the turkey
face red, right?
Right. And yeah, is my face red. And so and thus the first turkey dinner was born. So 11:14, and the vulture and the kite after his kind. No, not there's no such thing as kind.
Yep. Well, I can't imagine why anybody'd want to eat a carrion, something that eats dead things anyway. But
right.
You know, 11:15, every raven after his kind.
11:16, and the owl, and the nighthawk, and the cuckoo.
Cuckoo, yeah, cacao. I don't know what that is, but. Oh.
And the hawk after his kind. Well, if it's a female hawk, then it's fine. It's a male hawk. No, that's terrible. Don't eat owls.
It would have been just simpler to say, don't eat birds of prey or carrion.
Yeah, we could have simplified this thing.
Oh, 11:17, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl.
11:18, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle. You just said eagle. Did we need to say, okay, this particular type of eagle and that type of eagle?
And we're listing off all the different kinds of owls.
Mm.
Mm. 11:19, and the stork, the heron after her kind. Her?
Hmm.
Oh, okay. And the lapwing and the bat.
Well, okay.
The bats are birds. There
bats
it
are
is.
Birds. There's your bats are birds. Bats are birds.
Yep.
And I guess this is the mental. All right, the heron after her kind. Okay, when I was a kid, I always thought cats were girls, dogs were boys. It's a child thing, you know, because you don't know any better. So I guess they're in their mind, all herons are girls. I'm a much older now. You are supposed to be what, Moses, 120,000 years old, something like that already? And you don't know that there are male and female versions of everything?
I wouldn't want to mess with a heron. I saw one catch a catfish one time and watched it stab it with its beak. And all I could think of was that line from Jurassic Park, you never look at birds the same way again.
Yeah.
Better story.
Much better story. 11:20, all the fowls that creep going upon all four shall be an abomination to you.
Well.
Wait a minute. Fowl have four legs now?
Okay. Oh.
What was he smoking? He's just like, all fowls that creep.
Do you wonder if some Christians read that and say, see, dinosaurs existed at the same time as man. They're talking, it must be talking about the terror birds.
I have no idea what they were. I have no idea what they'd be thinking. I'd be thinking they'd be smoking something and they're not sharing.
I think so too. 11:21. Yet these may ye eat of every flying, creeping thing that goeth upon all four, which have legs above their feet, to leap withal upon the earth.
Well, of course their legs are going to be above their feet. If their legs are below their feet, they're upside down.
That's the bat.
Yeah, that's the bat. There. That's the bat. 11:22, even these of them ye may eat, the locust after his kind. No, I will eat an eagle before I'll eat a locust.
No bugs. No.
No bugs. Fuck off with your bugs. And the bald locust after his kind. No, no. A bald locust? I can just see a locust out there with a hairdo like Elvis Presley. Oh.
I'm a man with a comb.
I'm sorry, Connie. You're kind of spaghettified on me. What did you say?
No, I said that. Now I'm imagining a locust with a comb over. Okay.
And the beetle after his kind. And the grasshopper after his kind. Well, if it's made with ice cream, you know, that's the little, you know, grasshopper, green, cream of mint, you know, that I'll have a grasshopper. Sure. This is a drink recipe. I will have grasshoppers from morning to night.
That's right. That's the only grasshopper I'll eat.
That's the only kind of grasshopper I'm going to have.
That's right. 11:23. But all other flying, creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you.
Again, what creeping things have four? Okay, all right. All right, mice. Mice, I could say, you know. But these are flying creeping things. What flying creepy things have 4 feet? I'm thinking he was drunk. I'm seriously, I'm thinking he was drunk. Maybe I'm showing my ignorance here. I don't know of anything that has 4 feet and flies.
Wait a minute. Insects have 6 legs.
Yes, they do.
Why
is it saying that they have 4 legs? Okay, now that's one of our contradictions here. The thing of the 4-legged fowls, that was the absurdity thing there. It says which the flying creeping things you can eat. That is also a contradiction, apparently, back in 21. Now, it does ask which creeping things we can eat. I forgot. I kind of missed this. I should have mentioned it sooner. But this is contradiction number 123. All are unclean and may not be eaten. But then later on, that's Deuteronomy in 14:19. And then some may be eaten. That's Leviticus 11:21 through 23. So, yeah. So you can eat some of them and you can't eat some of them.
Yeah. Well, God. And they can't even count.
You're right. And it says all 4-legged insects. It says, be sure to watch out for those other flying, creeping things that have 4 feet. And it says here, I wish God wouldn't get so technical. I guess he must mean 4-legged insects. You'd think that since God made the insects, so many of them at least have several million species, that he would know how many legs they all have. God made everything. Really? How many does he know exactly how many legs they all have? Not according to the Bible, because this is God speak, or the Lord speaking to Moses saying, don't eat these particular things. So he's telling God, the all-knowing creature of the universe, saying, don't eat insects with 4 legs. No problem, because none of them have 4 legs.
Well, we really dodged a bullet here, because so far God's made sure to, for Moses to go ahead and list everything that we'd be here forever. This, if we'd listed all of the insects with, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
11:24, and for these ye shall be unclean. Whoever touches the carcass of them shall be unclean until the even. So you're going to be, all right, so if you touch the carcass of anything that's dead, or if you just touch something that's dead, you're going to, insects, just insects, then you're going to be unclean until the evening.
Just for touching a bug.
Just for touching a bug. How does it turn from morning to evening, go from unclean to clean? How do you go from unclean to clean? You just, you know what, hey. We have this thing called water. You guys know about this, okay? You go and wash up. You're not dirty anymore. You're clean now. This is how we do things. This is. You're not unclean until a certain time period, unless that time period is, hey, I didn't wash my hands after I took a piss. Then, hey, you're unclean until you wash your hands.
It's like the 3-second rule, I guess.
Oh, criminy. These people are so fucking bizarre.
God's 3-second rule. 10:25, and whosoever beareth out of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even.
Christ.
Wash your clothes, not
wash,
your hands.
Wash your hands. Yeah, wash your clothes, but don't wash your hands. 11:26, and the carcass of every beast which divideth the hoof and is not cloven-footed, nor cheweth the cud, are unclean unto you. Every one that toucheth them shall be unclean. So if you touch a rabbit, you're unclean.
Aww.
I touched a bunny. It was nice. No, you're unclean. You're not worthy of God anymore because I said so. I mean, God said so. These are all his own creatures. Why would any of them be unclean? Just by touching them makes you unclean?
Well, remember
God.
That garden thing?
Oh.
Remember the apple in the garden?
Yeah.
But it's only been a rule now.
Yeah, it's just a rule now. Then it wasn't a rule, but now it's a rule. This is where we start saying which animals are clean and unclean, but apparently no one knew this before Moses did, because he said that these things had to be separated, what is clean and unclean, but that wasn't established, but now it's being established. So how did he know? He time traveled. He was Noah, actually, the whole time. Oh.
11:27. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts that go on all four, those are unclean unto you. Whoso toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until the even.
Oh, Christ. 11:28. And he beareth the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. They are unclean unto you.
11:29. These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouse and the tortoise after his kind.
I used to know people that would go after and kill turtles and eat them. There's like, from what I understand, I've never had turtle myself, so.
Me either.
But I've been told, and as I understand it, there's like several different kinds of meats in a tortoise. So if it's done right and prepared properly, you can get like all kinds of different meats out of that one animal. So I don't know if it's true or not. Like I said, I've never had it myself. 11:30, and the ferret, and the chameleon, and the lizard. A chameleon is a lizard, asshole. And the snail, and the mole. You guys could have just said, hey, if it's small, furry, and brown, don't touch it.
No rodents. No
Done.
Reptiles.
No reptiles, no rodents. Some people eat alligator, I'm just saying.
And snake.
And snake, yeah.
I want to say people eat lizard.
Yeah. Well, some yeah, you get them, in the some, middle of a desert and there's a lizard there. Yeah. If you cook it, you can eat it.
11:31. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Whosoever doth touch them when they be dead shall be unclean until the even.
Why? Again, why? It doesn't make any sense. 11:20.
Don't go touching dead things.
Don't touch that. There are kids going around touching stuff. It's like, don't touch that. Don't touch it. No, Johnny, don't touch it. I said don't touch that. No, you're unclean. You're unclean. Go wash your hands.
Go wash your clothes.
11:32. And upon whoever of them. I'm sorry. And upon whoever, any of them, when they are dead, doeth fall. Oh, Christ. This is such poor wording. It shall be unclean, whether it be any vessel of wood. What? Or raiment, or skin, or sack, whoever vessel it be, whoever wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until the even, so it shall be cleansed. So you put it's unclean until you soak it in water.
Well, so if any of these bugs or these unclean animals fall into like your pot that you're going to make dinner in, you put it in water because it's unclean now.
Right, yeah. It's called cleaning your dishes. He could have just said, if you see bugs in your dishes, you know, wash the dishes.
Yeah. Or clothes. Some of those things can be washed.
Yeah.
But 11:33, and every earthen vessel whereinto any of them falleth whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. So
okay,
pottery has to be broken.
Wow.
It's unclean. It's, and you can't get it out.
I saw a bug on my plate. Break the plate. That doesn't do a thing. Bugs are goddamn everywhere. I mean, if you see a bug in your plate, you know what you can do? You get a new plate. I don't break the old plate, but I will wash it, and I can reuse the plate.
Well, if the vet, but okay, with earthen vessels with pottery, mm-hmm. unless it's been glazed, it's very porous.
Oh, that's true.
So, that might be part of it.
That could be very true.
That's very true.
I think that might be true. That the fact is maybe there was something, these bugs are leaving something on there that they can't get rid of, and they can't, maybe it's because maybe they can't wash it because it's because it is porous and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is. So maybe I don't know for sure. Maybe somebody will tell us, and we'll have forgotten about it by that time. Oh, okay. Thanks. 11:34 of all meat that, I'm sorry, I'm adding more syllables again. 11:34 of all meat which may be eaten, that on which such water cometh shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in any vessel, and in every vessel shall be unclean. I don't even understand this line. It's like word salad.
Well, when they say meat, they have
bread. They're talking about bread again.
Grain. Yeah, they meant grain. Okay. I don't know. Okay, they're just talking about whether dishes are clean or not clean. No.
Oh, great.
11:35.
Is he running? Is this what? Restaurant Moses here? What the hell's going on here?
That chicken is raw. It's walking across the street. 11:35. And everything whereupon any part of their carcass falleth shall be unclean. Whether it be oven or ranges for pots, they shall be broken down. For they are unclean and shall be unclean unto you.
Could you imagine if Moses had been trying to run a restaurant and his dishes bill would be so through the roof? Well, we're eating on paper plates today because Moses saw a bug and he destroyed all the dishes.
Well, he's also talking about breaking the ovens.
Yeah, break the ovens. Oh, yeah, we had to go buy a new oven because, well, there was a little dirt in it. So, hey, Moses went and hit it with a hammer, and it's broken now. All right, we're going to read one more, and I'm afraid we're going to have to leave here because we're well after our 30-minute mark. 11:36. Nevertheless, a fountain or pit wherein there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that which touches their carcass shall be unclean. So if there's water in a pit, that's clean? This is pure indication that these people don't know what standing water is. There's more germs in standing water than moving water, because water be moving.
Well, a fountain is moving.
Yeah,
but
a fountain is water.
Like you
said,
a pit would be stagnant.
Exactly. That's my point.
The
fountain is moving water, so nothing bacteria doesn't have a chance to settle in, and unless it sets for like a long time and no fresh water is coming in. You know, like those people that put up the bird baths and they shoot water out the top, then that water gets stagnant after a while. Even though it's being cycled around, it can still grab bacteria because you're not adding fresh water to it all the time. It's just the same water. It just happens to be moving a little bit.
Well, and if you have a carcass that fell into that pit and died there, yeah, that water would be tainted.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay, but I don't know why I would think that they shouldn't have been able to live this long and live this, gotten this far in, as a society and not understood that.
Yeah, I would. The fact is he's telling them things they probably already know. Now he's just adding more rules to his, like, he's probably seeing people getting sick. So, okay. Well, everybody here is inbred, so I better make some rules because no one can have a memory anymore, apparently.
Yeah.
Whatever reason, whatever. The Bible is so bizarre. This is just getting bizarre more and more every time we read this shit.
This is probably why the people rebelled against Moses eventually, because they're just tired.
Don't spoil it for him, Connie.
Okay.
I'm rebelling. I rebelled against him when I first opened the goddamn book.
Yeah, he's responsible for the first five, supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah. He's responsible, and I hold him accountable, even though he wasn't a real person. This is all ghostwriting at this point. Anyway, where I can also find ghostwriting? Twitter, sort of. If you tweet us, we might tweet you back. We should tweet you back. We will if you tweet us over at twitter.com/ABANWpodcast. If you would like to send us some ghost money, You don't have to tell us who you are, but we'll take your money over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And if you're on Facebook and you want to like the page, it's over at facebook.com/ABANDNW. And we have a blog page over at abandnw.wordpress.com where you can find links to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. And if you're listening to this already on some platform you need to change over, there you go. You now have other options. You've always had these options, but you should know that by now listening to this for this long. And be sure to email us any questions, comments, love, or hate mail over to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review for us on iTunes as well. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.